Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda.
Reading from Shri Radha, our supreme shelter. Some classes of Shri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj. Shri Radha is Mahabhav Chintamani Swarup. She is the embodiment.
Chintamani, you know?
Touchstone.
Why touchstone? Because always one thing is. Chinta means thinking.
Chinta significa pensar.
Chinta. Always what chinta? One point chinta. So Radhika devotee also become one pointer. If not one-pointed, he cannot be a Radha. If you want to become Radha devotee, you have to come for one-pointed. And you know the Krishna devotee, God devotee? Many-pointed program. Because he is the God, he can give many things. This and this and this and this and this. So, many has a many-point program in life, many desires. You understand that you still you are Krishna devotee. Endless desires are there. Because you are Krishna devotee, God conscious. When you will be a take the shelter of the Alladini, real ecstasy of the happiness of internal potency, it will be only one point program. Radhika has only one point program. That program is to see his lover and what I can give to him. How much I can do for service? Tolerance? Kindness? Mercy? Never live in ignorance? Distress and happiness is the same for Radhika. She has to walk in the midnight, muddy street. She is ready to do that. She is not asking highway for that. She is ready to do anything for Krishna. And when this desire comes in us, then we got the Radha Dharya. Devotional practice, 12th chapter. What is that practice? How to become Radha Dasi? How to become servant of Radha Dasi? That is devotional practice. Your all action should be with love. With kindness. Tolerance. You see the life of Jesus? all these qualities were there, flowing there. Because he is talking on love. One-pointed program was there. Love in action for his father. So why not you say father? Father is a God. Why not talk about God? Nobody talk about God. Only they talk about Jesus. Why? Because he was the lover of the Father. Similarly, God is not important without love. So Radhika is more important than Krishna, because she teaches you love. She is the Ashraya Tattva, shelter place. You see, Krishna is praying to lotus feet of Radha. I am a beggar. I have no love in my life. I am a god. I can give all material things to others. But I am empty with love. Please help me that I can get this love in my life. Lovers are more important than God. So Radhika's shelter is more important to understand Krishna. One individual soul wants to see Krishna. Individual soul who is covered with material consciousness, marginal potency, who is always in marginal, how he can see the Lord? We have to come in our neutral position. Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada is writing, when we come in our neutral position of my sarup, my identification, then pleasure-giving potency is coming for the service. That pleasure-giving potency is only Radhika who gives pleasure to the Lord. Krishna. Who gives the love to his father? Jesus gave love to his father. Radhika gives love to Krishna.
I have one may I raise one question to this point? When offering food, then Radhika, is there a difference technically than to offer it with Krishna?
Technically different. With feeling, we offer, we pray to Gurudev to offer to Krishna. What is this meaning? Guru is Manjari of Radhika, Dasi of Radhika. We call to my Gurudev, Manjari, please take this. I don't know where, what to do. We are not offering to Gurudev. We are praying to Gurudev to please help me. How to do it? What Manjari will do? She is no relate with Krishna. She bring to Radhika. And Radhika like to take the remnants of Krishna. And Krishna like to take remnants of Radhika. this understanding only come by her mercy. Guru Kripa. Adharam Madhuram. Badrashtakam. Start with Adharam Madhuram. What is that? These lips are so sweet. When they kiss each other, that lips become the best for love. So start with Adharam Madhuram. Your lips are so beautiful. Who is telling? Krishna is telling. Lovers are telling. Krishna is telling same. Your lips are very beautiful. Because the remnants is coming from the shalava of the Radha and Krishna lips. And when you take prasad, this remnants of prasad is our food. You are taking the lips, from the lips you eat, you have to use your lips. So there you also lips, not only lips, inside the water, in the mouth also come mixed with the remnants. So that is Madhuram.
There's different kinds of mantras used because
Vaidhi Bhakti.
Yeah, I'm still using the mantras I learned from Guru Guranga and then Samo Brahmanya.
That is also good. But more higher when you invite to Guru Manjari and give to him and you see what they are doing. That is more beautiful with love. All are good.
And no mantra needs just
Both are important. When you are in sadhan bhakti, vaidhi bhakti, mantra required. When you come in raga bhakti, then your feelings require. When there is no feeling, then mantra required.
And opposite, when feeling is there, mantra can be skipped.
Skip mantra is your feeling. This feeling becomes mantra. Okay. Result of the mantra is a feeling. What is the result of the mantra? It comes in your feelings. Why we chant the mantra? To increase my vibration of feelings inside. Because we have no feeling and I want to feel it, so I start chanting the mantra to develop my feelings. Right? I have no feeling for you, so I can only say some words that you feel with that mantra. That I have some feeling for you. But if you are full of feelings, then this feeling starts when you start cooking for that, making the vegetable that, your mantra starts from that moment. Meditation starts from that moment. There is no any second without your feelings. You never disconnect with me. Before you are not connected with me, so I am using some words to connect with you. simpler.
She is the embodiment of Mahabhava, and just like a wish-fulfilling spiritual jewel.
It's fulfilling of a spiritual jewel. What is that?
You touch the jewel and all desires.
Touching that jewel is your sarup. Start living in that jewel. What you give me, identification of your servant. I am your servant. I am your small maid servant. Unqualified maid servant. That is my jewel in my life. I have no qualification. Only one thing I know, that I become your servant. This becomes my jewel. This is my connection. No? This connection is the great thing for me. This become all fulfillment of all my desires. One thing only memorize. Unqualified, useless. Your master, who don't do anything to do for you. But what to do? I become your maid servant. Now you teach me how to take care of you. Very unqualified, very useless, your maid servant. And she will make you all qualifications in your whole life. This is his spiritual jewel. Dana, the peace unichena. Humble like a grass. Qualification is my false ego, and real realization is humbleness. Your unqualification. Mother, take care of unqualified child. Mother has 5 children and one is very unqualified. 4 are very educated, good earning, very nice family, everything is good. What mother will care? Qualified or unqualified?
The weakest.
Weakest. Why? Because she need help. If I am qualified, why will take care of me? If I am not qualified, she will take care of me. 100%. She's like that.
As a Chaitamani fulfills all of one's desires.
Desires. So, spiritual desires are different. Material desires is different. When we live in my material consciousness, then we calculate material desire to fulfill. When we live with the Chintamani, that's what you say in English?
Touchstone.
Touchstone.
Wish fulfilling stone.
Then my all wish, spiritual wish, automatically start happening. And what about material? It's not very, very difficult to do it. Material thing never will come trouble to you. Your wish-pulling stone is with you. Your spiritual thing will start happening to your life. What about material? It will automatic will settle down. You believe this?
Yes.
Why? Because when mother will take care of the child, he will not take care of the money and the material thing of the child. You have to bother for your clothes, or your pocket money, or your living. She will care A to Z because she is a mother. She knows better than you. You have a limitation to do, and she has no limitation to do. She will go, you buy one shirt for yourself, she will buy 5 shirts for yourself. Because her heart is bigger than you. So material will settle and his spiritual will become very crystal clear to move on that way.
As a Chintamani fulfills all of one's desires, so Sri Radha fulfills all of the desires of Brajendra Nandana Sri Krishna, who is the hero of unlimited universes and the crest jewel of those who taste ecstatic devotional mellows.
He can fulfill the desire of the Krishna. What about small babies of maidservants of God? The God, who is the creator of all universe. Read again this line.
As a Chintamani fulfills all of one's desires, so Sri Radha fulfills all of the desires of Brajendra Nandana Sri Krishna, who is the hero of unlimited universes and the crest jewel of those who taste ecstatic devotional mellows.
Understand?
She is fulfilling all desires of the highest Lord. So what to speak about small, small babies?
Who is the maidservant? For this only just the vibration change of it. Closeness of you will change everything in your life. Only acceptance that I am the maidservant, I am a maidservant, I am a maidservant, and I cannot change this desire in my life. And I am a very fallen maidservant, unqualified, no knowledge of service.
If Sri Krishna has any desire to taste the rasas of associating with the gopis, who are opposed to Sri Radha, the Vipaksha Gopis. Then Sri Radha manifests herself as Chandravali and in that form fulfills her beloved's desire. All Braja Gopis are personifications of the different moods of Sri Radha. In harmony with Sri Krishna's particular desire, she presents herself accordingly. Sri Radha has assumed all of these forms, and thus they are non-different bodily expansions, known as Kaya Vyuha. The term Kaya Vyuha signifies the multiple distinct forms that are manifest simultaneously in order to perform a variety of different activities. Sri Radha's sakis increase the wonder and astonishment of the love-filled pastimes. Sri Krishna's affection for Sri Radha is such that it is extremely fragrant. When Sri Radha recalls Sri Krishna's astonishing love, her entire body becomes supremely fragrant and brilliantly radiant. She is the confluence or the meeting place of the three currents known as Karunya Amrita, the nectar of mercy, Tarunya Amrita, the nectar of youth, and Lavanya Amrita, the nectar of beauty. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu it says, Paradukha Sahuyash Tukarunya Sanigatyate. One who cannot tolerate the unhappiness of others is called merciful.
Karunya.
Karunya.
She cannot tolerate the suffering of others.
The nectar of mercy, or Karunyamrita, is a wave upon the current of prema, upon the wave of prema, and it is in this nectar of mercy that Sri Radha takes her first bath.
Bath.
She's bathing in this, snaning in this mercy.
Merging.
Merging in that to the devotee.
Yes.
She's not taking the
devotees.
The kinkaris are taking bath in that mercy.
Because they are serving her Gurudev, and so they are always bathing.
Always feeding the mouth. Without any thinking, without any desire, they are all fulfilled automatically. So they start taking bath in that mouth. I never say to you to do that. Why you do for me? You will grant yourself of her mercy. How she is merciful, it will start flowing inside you. Wow. I never say for this to you. And you will start taking care of that also. I never ask this. This is karunya. Asking then something happen is no karunya. Without asking something happen in your life is karunya. Huh? Without thinking in life. I never think that my dev will become so qualified more than me. And this will start happening. That is karunya. All become positive. That is karunya. By my efforts, not possible to happen. I never efforts to do that and it will start happening. No? Only I think for you and you think so much about me. I am not honest to think for you. But you are so merciful that you always think, start thinking for me. This is not karunya.
This is not karunya.
For this reason, Sri Radha takes bath in the waves of the nectar of compassion first thing in the morning. The early morning also indicates Radha's age, known as Vayasa Sandhi, the conjunction of two ages at that time. All the restlessness of infancy, Balya, and childhood, Pauganda, disappear. Gurudev, I have one question in this regard. I have read or heard that there are stages of ages like in the moods, but actually we can say also from one level the spiritual is not aging in this regard. Are these only different moods that are coming?
Different realizations.
Depends on the bhav.
We have to respect all the life.
Right.
Some are fixed very much in Radhika. They are not going in Sakhi Bhav. Some are for the preaching, they go to the Sakhi Bhav.
To explain.
Chandravali also. And some are not going in that way.
Mm.
It's all mood, a person, individual person.
Mm-hmm.
So I know comments on that point.
Yes, I feel this also.
Because that is respectful. Because this is also right.
It's just another mood going in another direction of tattva.
So very sensitive. Radha Dasya is a very sensitive path. The who practice about Manjari, they don't want to know about gopis and sakhi. They're respectful. But they want to stay in their Manjari bhav. They're not interested in Chandravali Kunjitushri, no. Although she is Radhika, but there are no time for doing that. the different stage of bhavana.
Mm.
Every individual has different, right?
At midday, Sri Radha takes her second bath in Tarunyamrita, or the nectar flow of just rising youthfulness.
Radha Kund.
At
mid noon bath.
So the bathing in Radha Kund is very refreshing and always youthful, Guruji, making refreshment.
Right. Morning bath is Karuna.
Mercy.
Mercy. It starts from that moment, our meditation.
Upon completing her morning bath, Sri Radha goes to Sri Nanda Baba's palace, and after preparing edibles for her treasure Sri Krishna, she goes to Sri Radha Kund to bathe, making some excuse to get away from his friends. Sri Shyamasunda joins her there. As soon as Sri Radha catches sight of him, his body automatically blossoms with ever fresh youthfulness. So Gurudev, when Sri Radha is looking at Krishna, there's some effect.
Yeah. Right.
Makes him more beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now they very expertly perform boating pastimes, water sports and other pastimes. Jal Bihar.
Yeah.
And lastly, they take an ecstatic bath in Sri Radha Kund together. The Mandiris are also there in Radha Kund, Gurudev, at that time?
Mandiris are every
second
moment of the shadow. See the shadow of Raja. The closest circle of Radhika is Mandiris. They are so reliable, they have no other business than Radhika. That is the point. Sakhis, gopis, they have a business with Krishna directly. They want direct relation with Krishna. This is the Krishna importance there in their mind. Why Radhika, friend? Because she wants to go to Krishna, stepping to go Radhika. My friendship with Radhika because I can make my meetings with Krishna easily.
Is this really a self-interest, Gurudev? It sounds like it.
100%.
But they are Kaya Vyuha, so why?
They are Kaya Vyuha, so what is the Kaya Vyuha? if they are not sincere servant of Radhika. This is very clear, no? If he has a... She has a boyfriend and I make friendship with her and I'm a girl, I make friendship with her to catch Damodar.
Right, this is not right.
It's right. Huh? Why? Because she is Kaya Vriya. What is the problem? It's a big problem. I will say, I'm also Kaya Vriya.
So?
Okay, Kaya Vriya, get out. No relation. I'm going by packing my things. It's the wrong place. It's not Kaya Vriya, understand. Reliability is or not there.
Okay, then this is from the point of rasa, right? And this other, you know, is looking from the point of tattva.
That's why I don't know. I know the rasa. I know the rasa only. One point. Sattva is no space.
No space.
This is the natural that I am, if the sincere of her friendship, I will never try to get any personal benefit from him. I will try to help to coordinate both of them.
Yes.
This is no honesty of my friendship that I steal his lover. I have a thinking some inside mind that now when I will see the some private place, I will catch him to meet personally and say, why you are bothering there? I am more beautiful than you. This is not honesty. Manjari not do this.
Right, Gurudev. That's why the Raghunath Das Goswami would not take the leaf cup buttermilk from this other Sakhi Stali, because he said, oh, this is a Vipaksha party. I don't want Vipaksha. Nothing.
They no talk about Vipaksha.
Whatever, he feels that this is not for
they talk only about the Kinkris.
Mm.
They don't take from the Sakhis group.
Mm.
Why? Because this type of mind my also will come. I respect them. They are my older. I respect Larita, Vishakha, everyone. But they are more close, more elevated. That is not my business to think. That is tattva vichar.
I don't think they are Kavya, you are of Radhika, so no problem.
No,
I with my feeling, I feel.
I am the Dasi, that's the thing. Radhika offered to the Rati Manjari, you become my friend.
Said,
I respect your offer and I am very proud of this offer that you are giving to me. I give dandavat to this offer, but I want to be your dasi, to serve you. I don't want to develop friendship with you and I try to catch Krishna in that relationship. It's not my mood.
How fixed, Gurudev?
Yeah. If I am not fixed, Radha Dasi is not possible. Brajaras is full of rasa. Go on.
So they take ecstatic bathing or bath in Sri Radha Kund, and this bath is full of wondrous, mutual loving sentiments. So, after this bath, the waves of youthful nectar cover them both, and Sri Radha's natural youthfulness becomes fully blazing. And these baths make Srimatika Radhika's beauty shine even more brightly.
Yeah.
And then when she goes to meet with Sri Krishna in the night at the appointed meeting place, her budding youth and exceeding beauty manifest fully. It is by this Lavanya Amrita, nectar of her beauty, that she fulfills all the desires of her most beloved, giving him the topmost happiness. And it is in this flow of Lavanya Amrita in the evening that she takes her third bath.
This bath is a meeting. The mood.
So then, Gurudev, she makes Krishna bathe in her love.
She is taking bath and Krishna is taking bath in her love. Bathing is covering herself in that. In that showering herself with that, with the meeting. She is taking baths in Radha Kund and Krishna is showering with her love. Morning she goes to, is also taking bath in morning, going to serve Mother Jasoda kitchen, and Krishna is taking bath in her Karunya, that she comes from so far to cook for me. So great mercy to see. And the Kinchris are also taking bath in that place. And Sakhi is also going to, as she said, to Radhika to help. Everybody has a different youth group. And all they are taking bath as per their capable. Nitya Siddha, they are Nitya Siddha. Sadhan Siddhas, who do the sadhana and become gopi. And the Manjaris of Kripa Siddha. By grace they got it from the Guru, Guru Ashraya Parampara, and they are taking also bath in that. divine couple, remnants of the water, were meeting what is left over. All are things. Mood is different. But we have to fix our mood, which mood I want to relish. If the mood is not fixed, then test will never come. We will find my place, where is my place? Chandravali group or Radhika group? Because then I will understand that Chandravali also Radhika. So maybe my place is in Chandravali place. Because she is also Radhika. But Kinkri is not seated. Kinkri knows her Swamini and she wants to stay in the shadow of her Swamini. And she is respectful to everyone. To Krishna also. And when Krishna says something, then they say, I am very thankful for you, but I already give my body to the Radhika service. So you can ask more than, other than this, I am ready to give you. But already I offer my service to Radhika. This I cannot give you. This is Manjari Bhav. At different bhavs, everybody has a different bhav. Understand one. That to understand. And to fix that problem. Sarup and Sarup Siddhi. Prabhupada say in Bhagavad Gita, what is my form? And develop perfection in that form. That perfection will make you perfect. You will change, then perfection will not come.
Therefore, Sri Radha is the root cause and the shelter of all mercy. Of all youthfulness and of all beauty. She wears a dark blue sari, which is the actualized form of the amorous mellow of Shingara Rasa. It appears as if her shyness has wrapped her entire body with this blue cloth. Mm. Over her sari, she wears a veil the color of the rising sun that represents her attraction for Krishna. Since Sri Radha wishes to remain constantly absorbed in this anurag, she always covers her upper body with red cloth. There's one verse now from Ujjwala Nilamani recited. That ever fresh, all consuming attraction or raga, which itself causes one to realize one's beloved in a novel manner every moment, is called anurag. Means there's no repetition, Gurudev. Always new, always fresh, always like never met before. Like always the first time. Always very sensitive, Gurudev. At all times, she is beautifully decorated with 16 decorative items. So Dasha Shingara. Her bath, her bathing in these different qualities, what we just read. A shining bejeweled nose piece. Blue cloth. An ornamented belt around her waist, a braid, swaying earrings, an anointment of camphor, musk, and sandalwood smeared on her body.
Radhe Radhe Govinda.